Hello, I'm Tyler Bryden. Today I want to ask a question. And that question is, if you are a company that has just raised a significant round of venture capital, should you advertise that to your customers, to your leads? What impact does this have on your perception as a user or prospective user of an application? And for myself, not picking on anyone, what sort of triggered this thought was this announcement from Vanta. Vanta, I've had some interactions before with them, basically automated security compliance, ISO, SOC 2, HIPAA, GDPR, and these are very important setting, you know, is basically functionalities that your system needs to have to adhere, be compliant, but then also in today's world, it's a very valuable selling proposition as well too. When we have, as we continue to grow at SpeakAI, a lot of the questions have been around what are our privacy settings, what are the protocols, what certifications do we have? And in many cases, we've actually lost significant deals because we don't have the final stamp of approval. Some of these stamps, ISO, SOC 2, can be very, very expensive, very time intensive. And when you're an early stage company with limited capacity and resources, you don't always have the ability to execute on them. So Vanta's come along, tried to streamline that process, hook into all your different systems, and then monitor for breaches as well as sort of get you towards that compliance and then help you work. Because you can't just hook into these systems. You also need basically a qualified team to audit, vet, and then help you with this approval mechanism so you can then say that you have these compliances. So anyways, Vanta. So I'm not picking on Vanta. I actually love what they're doing. I think it's very important, and my interactions with them were highly positive. My question is around if you are a customer or a user of these platforms, how does this then make you feel? And I'm looking at, I guess there's many different angles to look at this. There is, yes, so I'm a current paying customer. What does this mean? I am a prospective customer. Maybe I'm in a free trial. Maybe I'm going through the sales process, or maybe I'm now coming across Vanta's website for the first time ever. And as you can see, it's a banner right on their site announcing Vanta's $110 million Series B funding. And then, you know, there's other stakeholders or shareholders who are obviously benefiting from this announcement. So Vanta giving more credibility in the VC community, making their employees happy that their valuation is continuing to grow, that they're successfully raising money, making sure that they have runway, the capital, the resources they need to grow the business. And then there's that last part there is these sort of the investors, current investors, and then maybe investors who would take on the Series C or the next level of funding, or as they move towards maybe an IPO, that there is credibility and positive signals throughout this journey. And you know, sort of asking this question, hopefully in the goal to start a conversation or to get some feedback, because I'm fascinated with this myself. And I've had this experience a few times. One of them was probably the biggest one was as a customer or a user, I would say, was Amplitude. Amplitude, amazing sort of product analytics application, allow you to understand how companies and people are using your application. Gives you opportunities to evaluate, compare, and then really with the goal to optimize your application for more stickiness, more retention, better value creation. And we're using Amplitude, still relatively small activity on our application compared to big companies. You know, it's only about 5,000 people have ever signed up, and not all of them are daily active users. So from that space, we're actually still on this sort of free plan of Amplitude, and there's some really nice flexibility and options and features and things that you can customize there. I'd say we're not utilizing it as much as we'd like. But I remember when this announcement came out, so it was June 9th, 2021, it was a $150 million round. And we're like, I wonder what's going to happen to our plan now as a customer or as a user. And I think some of those times, maybe the that feeling could be a little bit in your own head. My thought was, here comes Amplitude. There goes our free plan. Venture capital has been invested, $150 million. That means they're expecting, these investors are expecting a significant return. And so they're going to need to start, increasing the tension on this freemium model, starting to find different mechanisms where there's value created, and then you have to upgrade to then access that, whereas before this big round maybe they weren't doing that as much. So there was, I think, good and real concerns that when a company raises this kind of money, and specifically through the lens of venture capital, where we know that then they need to become a billion-dollar company, generally hitting 100 million ARR at least, then you start to question as a customer or a prospective user, is this now in my best interest? And then I'll go from the flip side or the counter side, which is I am now confident that this company is going to be around for a long time. This is a lot of money. That means that they're obviously doing something right. That means that they're going to continue to invest in the product. They're going to make the product better. They're going to have more technical teams. They're going to have better support teams. They're going to get have data scientists and machine learning engineers who can better use this data to improve the product. So there is that sort of counterintuitive, or the flip side of that. And then I'll add just my next caveat of that is, especially in today's climate, we're seeing a ton of venture capital companies who are failing. Doesn't matter how much money they've raised. We know that when so much money is raised, those expected returns are there. And then you come into a tough environment. A lot of these companies are going to fail, and they've diluted their company, or they don't have more access to capital. And because they've built the company around growth and not necessarily revenue generation and profitability, high likelihood of failure. And then does all this investment that we've made, all this time and energy, all the money that we've paid, does it just go away? And generally, I think in a lot of these cases, there is some sort of buyer that's possible, even if it's not, ideal for the investors or the company. If the product is good enough, we'll take over that product, grow it, or at least sustain it and create value with it. But there are those concerns, I think, as a customer or a prospective customer of the application. And I'm just trying to think if there's anything else here that I, why this sort of compelled me along. But, as someone who has generally to date bootstrapped the company, not necessarily out of my own my own desire, just sort of the circumstances that we're in, I see two sides of it, which is as that I have the skepticism of venture capital, knowing friends who have had positive instances, but I've also had many friends who have had not very positive instances of this, where it was almost better for them to fail completely and shut the company down than just become this sort of zombie ghost company that was break even or profitable, et cetera, et cetera. So I've seen that side of venture capital. And then I'm also have sort of this other side, which is I wish that that capital was available to our team so we could grow the team, grow the product, grow our expertise, and do the things that we want to, and be able to act upon some of the questions that we've got from customers, or product requests or feature requests. That would be very helpful for us to be able to grow a better business, build a better business, and generally that is something that we want as users of a product. I'd be very devastated if one day just Intercom just went away, or I don't even know other good examples of that, but Trello, these systems just weren't good enough in generally at that point. Maybe it'd be like, okay, maybe I'll pay a little bit more because I want this company to stick around. I want this product to stick around. But this is just sort of a question that I'm asking today. I won't belabor on it too much. I would love to hear your thoughts. Is, if you are a company that has just raised a big venture capital round, or even just an early round, do you advertise that to customers? Do you advertise that to leads? Is that a valuable thing that helps customers feel more confident and more excited to work with you? Or does it have these sort of cooling effects where you might be concerned about the intentions of, especially in business models where it's not necessarily always revenue driven, what are you going to do with my data? Are you mining my data and then selling that to third parties? How are you generating this revenue, this return that's expected in venture capital? So we'd love to hear your thoughts. These are some of my thoughts on it, and I didn't really come to a conclusive example answer. I think there have been ways that companies have done it well, companies that have maybe not done it so well, but generally maybe it depends on the type of customer, where you are in the stage, and what you're trying to accomplish, that making sense, that advertising these venture capital rounds makes sense. So I hope this was sort of interesting or just a little bit thought-provoking. I've been Tyler Bryden. If you're watching this on YouTube, like, subscribe. If you're on LinkedIn, comment, do whatever you want. I appreciate it very much. And again, this has been Tyler Bryden. Hope you have a great rest of the day. Bye.